Thank you for coming to my talk and welcome. So I'll give a little bit of a background about parasitoids. So what are parasitoids? Parasitoids are important pest biological control agents. Most are parasitic wasps that belong to the Hymenoptera order. Depending on their host range, parasitoids can be grouped into two major groups. The first group is the generalist parasitoids, and these attack hosts from a wide range of families. And a good example is Cortesia marginiventris. On the other hand, we have specialist parasitoids, and these specialist parasitoids attack hosts from a few insect genera or families. And a good example is Micropleutes crocipes. And Micropleutes crocipes is a specialist wasp that can only attack hosts from the Heliothis or Helicoverpa species. I would like to stress the point that the success of parasitoids in suppressing pest populations depends on their ability to effectively locate their host. And that leads me to my next slide. So how do parasitoids find their host? Parasitoids are used volatiles that are released by plants in response to damage by herbivorous insects. In this slide, as a result of feeding activities of the caterpillar on the plant releases volatiles that are then used by the parasitoid, and the parasitoid is able to fly and locate the host. In cotton plants, it has been demonstrated that plant volatiles change depending on the herbivore species that is feeding. In two separate studies that looked at the composition of cotton plant volatiles when damaged by two different herbivore species, Helicoverpa zea and Spodoptera exigua. And in their results, they reported similarities, so you see similar volatiles, as well as differences in the volatiles present in the blend of cotton plants when damaged by two different herbivore species. Therefore, such differences in volatiles may convey herbivore-specific information that may be utilized specifically by the specialist parasitoid wasp for host specificity. And that kind of argument is the one that leads me to the objective of my study, which was to compare GCEAD responses of Micropleutes crocipes, that is a specialist wasp, to headspace volatiles collected from cotton plants damaged either by the host species, and that is Helicoverpa virescens, versus cotton plants headspace that were damaged by the non-host species, that is Spodoptera exigua. The hypothesis I was testing in my study was that Micropleutes crocipes would show greater GCEAD responses to cotton volatiles induced by its host species, Helicoverpa virescens, versus volatiles induced by the non-host species, that is Spodoptera exigua. I expected from my study to identify certain volatiles that may be mediating host specificity, specifically for the specialist wasp Micropleutes crocipes. Moving on to the materials. Two caterpillar species were used in my study. Helicoverpa virescens, which is the host species, and Spodoptera exigua, the non-host species. Parasitoid. I used Micropleutes crocipes, which is a specialist wasp, as I said, that can only parasitize caterpillars from the Helicoverpa and Helicoverpa species. Plant material. I used cotton plants, and these ones were grown under standard greenhouse conditions, and I tested them when they were 4 to 6 weeks old. Methods. First, I had to collect volatiles. So volatiles were collected both from undamaged as well as caterpillar damaged cotton plants. To trigger the production of induced volatiles in cotton, 30 second insta caterpillars were allowed to feed on the cotton plants for a period of 12 hours. 12 hours later, the plants were placed in volatile collection chambers and volatiles were collected for a period of 24 hours. Afterwards, the volatiles were eluted with methylene chloride and we stored them until we were ready to use them. Moving on to my methods. I used the GCEAD technique as well as the GCMS technique. The GCEAD technique is a very powerful technique that combines the separation power of gas chromatography, that is GC, and the electron antennagram technique, EAG, therefore allowing me to obtain simultaneous GC, and by the GC data, I'm able to see the peaks present in my headspace sample, as well as obtain EAG data, that is, use the olfactory capabilities of the insect antenna to detect the biologically active signals from my headspace samples. 5 successful GCEAD runs were done with Microcleitus crocipes, and then with my obtained GCEAD trace that typically looked like that, I was interested in looking for first differences in the volatile profiles of cotton plants damaged either by the host species, which is Eleothis virescens, or cotton plants damaged by the non-host species. Are there differences in the volatiles? The second difference I was interested in was looking at if the parasitoid can be able to distinguish between these volatile profiles. Can the parasitoid effectively tell plant volatiles that are emitted by plants that are damaged by its host? And then the EAG active peaks were identified using the GCMS technique. Moving on to my results. This chart shows you GCEAD responses of female Microcleitus crocipes to volatiles collected from cotton plants damaged by its host species, and that is chart A, that chart, or cotton plants that are damaged by the non-host species, chart B. The x-axis shows you retention time in minutes. The y-axis have the GC signal, which is the FID data. I can be able to see the peaks that are present. The peaks that are present in my volatiles from cotton plants damaged by the host species or cotton plants that are damaged by the non-host species. Then I have the EAG data that tells me the biologically active signals from the headspace volatiles that are collected from cotton plants damaged either by the host species or cotton plants damaged by the host, non-host species. As I said, I was looking for 2 differences. First, in the volatile profiles. So when we look at the differences in volatile profiles between cotton plants damaged by the host species versus cotton plants damaged by the non-host species, clearly there were differences in that some volatiles were elevated. And these are the so-called volatiles. They were elevated when cotton plants were damaged by the host species as compared to cotton plants damaged by the non-host species. A very, very clear difference. The other difference I was looking for is, can the parasitoid be able to tell differences in volatiles produced by the host species versus volatiles produced by the non-host species? I found a very clear significant difference in that Microcleitus crocipes responded significantly more to volatiles collected from cotton plants damaged by the host species. Very clear differences in EAG response in those 2 different samples. Very clear difference. And the third thing I was trying to see if I could locate or identify some peaks that could be mediating host specificity. Yes, I found out this one peak that was only present in the headspace samples collected from cotton plants damaged by the host species and was not present in this headspace sample. So I speculate that that compound, and you see it also caused significant EAG response. That compound is a point of interest in my study. So then we further identified the identity of these compounds using the GCMS technique. And so these are the compounds we identified, and they were identified based on their retention time and the molecular mass. And in summary, we identified both green leaf volatiles and the induced compounds. Great results that supported our initial hypothesis that I was testing, that Microcleitus crocipes would show greater GCEAD responses to volatiles collected from cotton plants damaged by the host species. So in summary, we were able to obtain both quantitative and qualitative differences in volatiles produced by cotton plants damaged by the host species versus cotton plants damaged by the non-host species. There are also significant GCEAD responses differences in that the parasitoid showed greater response to inducible headspace volatiles from H-fluorescence damaged plants. We also, as I said, have this one unidentified sesquiterpene that we speculate could be mediating host specificity. And finally, to the best of our knowledge, this is the first study to use the GCEAD technique and be able to show that the specialist parasitoid can be able to tell differences between the host, the odors of the host based on the volatiles of plants. Very good result. And my research is part of a bigger study that is aimed at understanding mechanisms of olfaction in two parasitic wasps that differ in host specificity. And I would like to thank NSF that is funding my work and an international fellowship from American Association of University Women. And with that, I say thank you for listening and I invite your questions. Yes, ma'am.
Did you compare, was this just on mated female parasitoids, or did you look at any other antennal?
This were mated female parasitoids. Thank you. Another question? Yes, ma'am.
I'm kind of assuming you did, but did you remove the caterpillars after you damaged the plant before you did the...
That's a good question. We did not remove them because we wanted to have the production still going on, so we placed the plants alongside the caterpillars, so they were still feeding as we collected the volatiles. Thank you. Another question? Thank you.
So it looks like what was the protocol focused by the host?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. A good observation. Any other question? Yes, sir. Okay. Okay, there's one gentleman behind you. Yes. We did not investigate the effect of time, but at a later time, maybe I could just see the changes. But already, it's already been investigated, and yes, sometimes the volatiles may change in the quantity with different hours. That's a good point. Okay, any more questions? Thank you. My time is up.